Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to my podcast.
I appreciate you. Please follow me. Please subscribe. Follow me on YouTube and TikTok. I post every day. And thanks. In this episode, I want to share a video that I produced on the abortion pill. On Monday, March 26th, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case called the Food and Drug Administration versus the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, or AHM. Now, this is a consolidated case, and I looked that up. It means that there are a number of issues that are being addressed in this case, and the court kind of bundled them all together or consolidated them in this case. And then they'll decide individually or not decide. They could just let it go. Bottom line, it challenges the Food and Drug Administration's approval for expanded use of the abortion pill, mifepristone. Now, I say expanded use because I'll give you a little backstory. The Food and Drug Administration, after all their research and their trials and on, approved this abortion pill, and it's a two-step pill. You take it, and then you take a second one. But later, after time went on, the FDA then said, oh, women don't have to see a doctor to get this pill. They could just see a healthcare professional, so a nurse or, you know, a physician's assistant, that kind of thing. And then they went a step further and said, you could just buy it over the counter. That expanded use, that not having to see the doctor and buying it over the counter without seeing the doctor, that's what this group is opposing. But really, okay, honestly, I listened to the arguments, I read the transcript, and I just have one thing to say. Bullshit. Bullshit. I'm sorry for being so blunt, but I say this because these people, it has nothing to do with the safety or any of that. And that's what the Food and Drug Administration is for. It's starting to open this can of worms, this Pandora's box of having just people challenge the Food and Drug Administration. This is going to have a ripple effect and could affect other drugs. These people aren't seriously concerned about women's health. What they're doing is they're trying to expand their desire to outlaw abortion in this country. This is what this is about. And they're just picking at straws to see what's going to stick and what's going to work. So, yeah, this alliance is basically an anti-abortion group. And in case you haven't heard me talk about abortion before, this is not about abortion per se. This is about a woman's right to privacy. When the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, they destroyed a woman's right to privacy in this country. Roe versus Wade gave women this right because of the Constitution, because it is in the Constitution that Americans have the right to privacy. And I will say this, no woman wants to have an abortion. None. Zero. Yes, I speak for all women when I say this. Nobody gets pregnant and says, oh boy, I think I'm going to have an abortion now. No. No. It's wrenching. But sometimes it's a medical necessity. And women have the right to deal with this very personal decision with their partner or by themselves if they wish, or with their doctors or with loved ones, period. We shouldn't have to go to a court and have a bunch of old stinky men say, oh no, no, you were raped. Oh no, you're going to have this baby. You know, bottom line too, these people do not want to help women and children at all. At all. So this group, it's anti-abortion, anti-freedom for women group. Here's their argument. They say that if a woman takes the abortion pill and has complications, she might come into the emergency room and a doctor who doesn't believe in abortions, who doesn't want to perform abortions, might have to perform an abortion. And they say, this is wrong. It has nothing to do necessarily with women or safety or the Food and Drug Administration. It has to do with the rights of doctors. And it's called a conscious decision, that the doctor would have to do something against his or her conscience. So that was one of the arguments. That was the main argument for this case. Bullshit, bullshit. These people are not going to stop, ever. They don't want women to have medical freedom in this country. They don't necessarily want to take care of women and the children that women are forced to have under these policies. They just don't want them to have the option to make their own medical decisions, their own reproductive medical decisions. Why? I don't know. There's a million issues that we could be dealing with in the Supreme Court, like voting rights, which this court has eroded. But why they're doing this, you tell me. And it just enrages me when you look at these stinky old men and these crazy women who want to make this decision for the rest of us. And once again, like the Trump followers, like the MAGA people, it's a small group of haters trying to make a decision for the majority of us. And it's wrong. And the only way, after listening to the court, and God knows what they're going to do because they're corrupt, after listening to them, I have very little hope. My hope lies in you. My hope lies with voters, that we're going to all vote and stop this madness. It's the only way. We have to prepare. We have to get ready. We have to read and study and figure out who the best person is that's going to care about us and our needs and what we want, and then vote. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. Please subscribe. I'll play the video now. You'll hear the audio portion of it if you want to watch it. It's on YouTube, and I also put it on TikTok. It's not very long, and I'll see you at the other side.
The United States Supreme Court heard its first abortion access case since overturning Roe v. Wade, the law that legalized abortion in the United States, in 2022.
We will hear argument this morning in case 23-235, the Food and Drug Administration versus Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, and the consolidated case. General Prilliger.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court.
The High Court heard oral arguments in the case, the Food and Drug Administration versus Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine. Now, this is a consolidated case, and it challenges the FDA's approval for expanded use of the abortion pill, metoprolol. That medication was approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 2000. It's part of a two-pill regimen for terminating early pregnancies.
Congress entrusted the FDA with the sole authority to approve new drugs and subsequent changes. The federal judiciary has respected that authority for decades, applying an appropriately narrow standard of review to FDA's drug approval decisions, second-guessing the scientific, data-driven judgments of an independent agency is an extreme position that could inject uncertainty across American life.
In 2016, the Food and Drug Administration expanded the drug's use from 7 to 10 weeks of pregnancy. It also reduced the number of in-clinic appointments needed and gave prescribing authority to healthcare providers who are not physicians. In 2021, the agency removed the in-person requirement altogether. This medication accounted for more than 60% of U.S. abortions last year.
Women are now left to receive these drugs in the mail or at in their dorm room without ever having been checked by a doctor for life-threatening conditions. That's reckless.
These doctors are part of the continuing effort to outlaw women's rights to an abortion or medical treatment nationwide. In this case, they used the argument that some doctors might have to treat a woman who had complications due to the abortion pill. But that argument is a hypothetical. No such case exists. It's a flawed argument and a dumb, ridiculous case.
They have said that they fear that there might be some emergency room doctor somewhere, someday, who might be presented with some woman who is suffering an incredibly rare complication, and that the doctor might have to provide treatment, notwithstanding the conscience protections. We don't think that harm has materialized, but what the court did to guard against that very remote risk is enter sweeping nationwide relief that restricts access to mifepristone for every single woman in this country, and that causes profound harm.
Now, this particular case dates to 2023. It was first heard in federal district court in Texas, where the judge halted the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication. On appeal, a three-judge Fifth Circuit panel then ruled only against the FDA's expanded access criteria. Just know that judge in Texas, that federal judge, is one of the most anti-abortion judges in the country. Those who are trying to overturn all forms of abortion in the United States went specifically to him because they knew he would block a woman's right to medical privacy. Cited in the Supreme Court arguments was a 151-year-old law, the Comstock Act of 1873, rarely used. Under that law, it's illegal to use carriers such as the United States Postal Service to mail obscene materials such as, quote, drugs that induce abortions. And abortion rights advocates are concerned that if former President Donald Trump is reelected, he will utilize that law to undercut this medication. That is what the anti-abortion, anti-right to privacy for women factions want. Now, the nation's highest court is going to decide what happens here by the end of June 2024.
So the gist of my argument here with this case is we have to gear up and we have to vote. I've said it before and I'll say it again and again. I continue to be amazed and disgusted at what these people are trying to do to us. But it's time to stop it once and for all, and it's time to get rid of this party of hate. There's so much more I want to say. There's so many other issues going on right now. I'm going to leave it at this and just let this be about this one issue, this one item, and then I'll have more in another podcast. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. Please subscribe. If you have any questions, please let me know. You can make comments on TikTok, YouTube. You can make comments here. I don't get many comments on my podcast platform. I don't know why, but I'm sharing this everywhere. So please comment. Please connect with me. Let me know. I'm Gloria Moraga. Please vote. Please subscribe. Be safe.